O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Behold a voice resounding clear, rebuking hidden fears and deeds. Let dreams be driven far away, for Christ shines forth from heaven's height. Now let the weary soul arise, infirm and wounded by her sin. A new star now sends forth its light to rid the world of every harm. The Lamb is sent from realms on high to free us from our mortal debt. Let every voice give thankful praise and weep for tender mercy shown, that when he comes like lightning flash and terror grips the world in dread, he need not punish us for guilt, but with compassion shield us then. Praise to the Father, God Most High, all victory to His only Son. Due honor to the Spirit blessed, through endless ages evermore. Amen. Amplius lavam me, Domine, ab in justitia mea. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. Oh, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. Oh, see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. Oh, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness, show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Amplius lava me, Domine, ab injustitia mea. Domine audivi auditum tuum et timui. O Lord, I have heard your renown, and feared, O Lord, your work. In the course of the years revive it, in the course of the years make it known. In your wrath remember compassion. God comes from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Covered are the heavens with his glory, and with his praise the earth is filled. His splendor spreads like the light, rays shine forth from beside him, where his power is concealed. You come forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. You tread the sea with your steeds, amid the churning of the deep waters. I hear and my body trembles, at the sound my lips quiver. Decay invades my bones, my legs tremble beneath me. I await the day of distress that will come upon the people who attack us. For though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vines, though the yield of the olive fail, and the terraces produce no nourishment, though the flocks disappear from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and exult in my saving God. God my Lord is my strength. He makes my feet swift as those of hinds, and enables me to go upon the heights. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Domine audivi auditum tuum et timui. Lauda Jerusalem Dominum. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoar frost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lauda Jerusalem Dominum. Thus says the Lord, his leader shall be from Jacob, and his ruler shall come from his kin. When I summon him, he shall approach me. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
You will see his glory within you.
The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Your light will come, Jerusalem. The Lord will dawn on you in radiant beauty.
Ego humilis ancilla, nihil aliud egi, nisi Deo vivo sacrificavi. Iam enim, quia nihil super est, me ipsam offero. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ego humilis ancilla, nihil aliud egi, nisi Deo vivo sacrificavi. Iam enim, quia nihil super est, me ipsam offero. To Christ our Redeemer, who comes to save us from our sins, let us cry out with joy. Come, Lord Jesus. The prophets of old foretold your birth among us. Now make virtue come to life in us. Come, Lord Jesus. We proclaim your saving work. Now grant us your salvation. Come, Lord Jesus. You came to heal the contrite. Heal the weaknesses of your people. Come, Lord Jesus. You came and saw fit to reconcile the world. When you come again in judgment, free us from the torments of punishment.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua,
sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
May the glorious intercession of the Virgin and Martyr, Saint Lucy, give us a new heart, we pray, O Lord, so that we may celebrate her heavenly birthday in this present age, and so behold things eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Happy Memorial of St. Lucy. Thank you for praying with us. Paul Rose here, the creator of Sing the Hours. What is on January 25th, 2025? If you guessed the Feast of the Conversion of Paul the Apostle, then you're correct. If you also guessed our first Sing the Hours retreat of 2025 in Malvern, Pennsylvania, you'd also be correct. Registration is open. Check out singthehours.org/retreats and come celebrate my patronal feast day, the conversion of Paul the Apostle, at our retreat workshop. It's going to be an absolute blast. We're going to have chant lessons. We're going to do tons of solemn liturgies. We're going to pray. We're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be an awesome opportunity to experience firsthand the power of communal liturgy as we pray and sing and chant together. Check out singthehours.org/retreats. Sign up while space is available. God bless.